Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Renee's Heart to Heart. Well, it's Monday, the beginning of a whole new opportunity to have a great week. I wanted to share with all of you what I did this weekend. I have decided that in my golden years, I'm going to get involved in the insurance business. And there's a couple reasons for this, and I'm going to be blatantly honest. Number one is I need some extra income. Number two is it appears as though I am a bad risk in most workplaces because of my age. And number three is no matter what I do, I like to feel like I'm doing something that's making a difference. So after looking and getting involved in a dozen different opportunities that were dependent on somebody else being able to do what they thought they could do, and in most cases, through no fault of their own, were unable to, I decided that I had to do something that was just up to me. Of course, that's why I started the radio show, too. But I decided I was going to do insurance, and I thought that the only insurance I really had any faith in was Aflac. So it's been an interesting road getting here. But I want to bring in Shell. Because she has some of the same issues that I do in regard to this. And Shelley, I can't bring you in for some reason. My computer is still acting very, very strange. And I am going to look into what you shared with me over the weekend. I may not be able to get back in to the show this morning. Something strange keeps happening every time I try to click on anything for the show. It takes me to a whole other page. Yeah, I just did it again.
Can you hear me, Reem?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, well, you didn't realize you clicked me in, but I figured I'd take a chance.
Well, the computer didn't say you clicked in. Strange.
Huh.
And now my screen is blank, completely blank.
Wow.
It's, you know, it's like I said last week, we won't stay on the air because I suspect that we're not connected out in cyberspace. But I will call the thing that you text me over the weekend today and see if I can do something about this, because I see even like my sites that I go to pay bills and stuff, I put in all my new stuff and I just keep getting pop-ups for like Norton and this, and you got to install this and you got to install that. So I really need somebody.
There's antiviruses that are free today that are actually very effective. And I had one of the techie guys where I used to work, because my computer went to a blue screen one time, and when that happened to my old Gateway computer, it killed it. But I had some sort of virus protection on here, so the virus protection had quarantined the virus, but what it did is it shut my computer down so that none of my so my hard drive wouldn't get completely corrupted. And all he had to do is remove the one virus that was quarantined, and my entire computer came back alive, everything. I didn't lose one file. So I would love to understand this more. I've always wanted to take computer classes just so I could grasp this. But these techie guys, they'll go in and they'll do a couple of clicks, and everything in your computer is working beautifully. And thank God, you know. On what, I haven't had an issue with my computer since he did that. But he installed a different virus detection program that's free. I don't even have to renew it. It's just on here.
Mm-hmm. See, now, I just got back onto my page. I've got a commercial down here on the right-hand side going on live. I've got introducing the latest and fastest version of Chrome, and I've already installed Chrome. That's how I get on the radio
show.
You
haven't shut off your pop-up blockers, evidently, and that's something that's fairly easy to do. You should have like a tools button at the top, and you just pull down and you look for security, and you go into security and you say enable pop-up blockers, and then it prevents that, because I don't get stuff that just automatically opens up on my computer. Whenever you allow to automatically open up, sometimes these sites will automatically download on things on your computer, so it's kind of hazardous. So if nothing else, you need to turn on your pop-up blockers so it'll prevent that kind of stuff.
Well, I guess if there is anybody that was able to get in this morning or is listening, because, of course, I put it on Facebook, so if you're streaming, I apologize, but I can't even get into anything now. We must be connected through Blog Talk, because you called the number for Blog Talk. So,
right, and that's how you and I are communicating with each other.
Right.
So do you want to do the show anyway? I mean, we're being recorded. Wouldn't somebody be able to access it later?
I don't know. So I think we won't waste a show in case, you know, I just don't want to be repetitious. I wanted to talk about everything I learned this weekend. I hated insurance. And this teacher that we have has been doing this with Prudential for 40 years. And I've learned stuff, and in my workbook, I've learned stuff that I had no idea was available to people out there, and it's all good stuff. It's none of it is bad. The only thing that I did find out, that it is true that if a health insurance policy pays an exorbitant bill due to an accident or like what happened to Michael, and there is a lawsuit pending or something like that, they get subrogated. And it is not called ERISA. ERISA is a different law that protects people. But I've also learned that you can sell your policies to somebody else who can pick up a policy and keep making the payment on it. I mean, I've learned some amazing stuff that I had no idea was out there. So at first, Saturday, I thought, oh, God, I'm too stupid. I can't do this. because I just couldn't absorb all this stuff. And the teacher, his name is Tom, he just laughed at me and he says, you'll be fine. He said, it's just overwhelming. And I said, that's an understatement. So I was there all day Saturday and all day yesterday, and then I go Saturday and Sunday next week, and I have to get my test scheduled today. So, but I thought we'd talk about it because I would like people to understand that there's some opportunities out there that if you're like your age, honey, there's some things you could do right now to make sure that you're not in the boat I am when you're 65.
Right,
You know, and they're not expensive options. And, of course, the reason I chose Aflac was because it's not expensive, and it gives you some it gives you a cushion to fall on if something happens to you. And I believe in that for sure, you know, helping the people instead of just making sure doctors, you know, that's the other thing. Of course, you know, all this stuff that I'm doing with Big Spike, we've got Medicare and Humana. And every big machine test costs $100 out of our pocket. Every visit to a doctor who's a specialist, and you only see the one that isn't a specialist once, so that visit is free, but all the rest of them are $40. I mean, you know, it's outrageous. And you know that behind the scenes they're being paid thousands of dollars to take care of somebody with cancer. Thousands of dollars.
And if you don't have good medical insurance, then unfortunately, no one's salt intended here, but you get lower grade medical help. You get doctors who aren't trained or expert. You're sent to hospitals that aren't kept up well because they don't have good overhead costs covered, you know. So you get like cut rate medical care, and that should never be. You know, you shouldn't only get good medical care if you have good money. It's like only getting good legal counsel if you have money, and that's some of the things that are unfair in the world today.
Well, and even when you think, I guess my biggest point is even when you think you've got good insurance, there's the copays are still what the payment should be, period.
Yeah, right.
You know, the copays are still, you know, I mean, a $40 copay for a doctor's visit should be what it should be anyway.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
A doctor spends 7 minutes with you. So, you know, it just, for me, it's opened some other doors, though, that, you know, I think are fairly good. So I do want to share it with everybody. So I'll try to work on this today and get this where it needs to be, and we'll start over again tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. And this is what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, I want to talk about the insurance. I'm even going to, you know, share a couple things out of the workbook about insurance that I think a lot of people don't know. You know, insurance jargon, if you will, and stuff like that. And I tried to early this morning. I also wanted to do a few current affairs because I didn't really want to do the whole hour about insurance, but I didn't want to do a really good show that, you know, I know you and I could do for longer than the hour. But my computer was just, you know, I mean, I got on Facebook, I got on Google, I could get my emails, and I got into the show. But I couldn't pay my electric bill. I couldn't do any of the things that I've always done before, and everything transferred once I signed into my computer. You know, it even.
Just so you know, I just got into Blog Talk Radio, and it's back about 10 seconds. But everything we just said is airing. I'm just letting you know because I'm trying
to.
No, you're not seeing it. We are on the air.
I hear it.
I'm going to get out of it, but I was just trying to see if we were even connected. So I just
well, that's good to know. Okay, folks, so you, those of you that are listening, I'm going to sign out today, though, because I can't see my dashboard, and I can't know if somebody else calls in and they don't know that I can't see them, things like that. So we will be back tomorrow, though, and hopefully Rini, the computer illiterate, will have something worked out so that we can do this properly. And I appreciate your time. Everybody, they'll have a great day regardless of what happened this morning. So, okay, honey, so we'll talk later.
All right. Sounds good, sweetie.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.